So according to what we've been saying, that tzarchei haguf are permitted, at least in some levels. So either the computer, similar to tzarchei, but like echol nefesh, even my seumen, or even only my sehedyet. So theoretically, a person should be washing, be able to wash clothes, and a person should be able to take haircuts on echol amoyed. Those are tzarchei haguf. Those are tzarchei amoyed. Those should be permitted. Chazal, however, came along and said we're concerned by the fact that if a person could take a haircut chol hamoed, it'd be easier to leave it instead of doing it every yom tov. Everything is very busy. He'll leave it for chol hamoed. Wash the clothes chol hamoed. He said instead of washing clothes every yom tov when it's crazy in the house anyway, I'll leave the washing for chol hamoed. So Chazal, in order to guarantee that people would make sure they get their haircuts and wash their clothes before yom tov, Chazal prohibited people from taking haircuts and laundering clothing during chol hamoed to guarantee that. Now, theoretically, according to that, a person who did take a haircut erev Yom Tov wants to take another haircut on Yom Tov, theoretically, the Chol HaMoed should be permitted because he did what he's supposed to do. Or a person who washed clothing erev Yom Tov should be allowed to wash clothing on Chol HaMoed. The Lacha said that it still is us. So we don't want to make a difference between the cases. Once you people start doing a Chol HaMoed, people will not realize this person did it before a Chol HaMoed, and they're going to therefore come to mistakenly think it's permitted to wait the Chol HaMoed to do it. So, again, the Chazal did not want us to do that. A few exceptions to this halacha. There's a machlokes in the poskim about cutting fingernails on chol hamoed. And therefore the Magen Rama says, but in the scenario where a person cut his nails before Yom Tov, he's allowed to cut them again during chol hamoed. What about shaving? Shaving is a person with someone who does, he does regularly. The fact that you do it called erev Yom Tov should not impact the fact that you need it again during chol hamoed. A person who shaves regularly. So this is one thing is clear. A person who feels that his job is in some way would jeopardize his job or his business, whatever he has to do, chol hamoed. There's a davar ha'aved involved. A person is allowed to go to work because davar ha'aved. He might lose his job if he takes off the days. If he needs to shave for that purpose, that's clearly mutter. The question was, what about shaving? Just not for that. Not for that. Just because he shaved every optive, is that going to be permitted? So we said in general, the poskim said that that's not going to be permitted. Ramosha actually in the tshuva says that it is. He feels shaving is different. But even in Rosh Hashanah Tshuva, he only permits it lamaisa in a case a person is a mitzayer, or there's a real tzara for him to do it. Just because of that, he did it, he's not relying on the heter of doing it before Yom Tov, therefore being allowed to do it chol hamoed. That alone he is not permitted based on that. He permits it, that in conjunction with a real tzara chachar, he says, or a mitzayer. Halacha lemaisa, each person should ask their shayla, because there are many poskim which are not matrit. Right poskim do not pass like a rosh on that, unless it's the rabbi, they do not permit it. So a person should ask his local Orthodox rabbi on that question. We'll talk about washing clothes and the situations which are permitted for that tomorrow. Have a good morning.